Hello and welcome. This is Turk Tea with Liftin podcast. Sergey Putsov is speaking and we have a very cool news. Bench press will never be the same. A few days ago, International Powerlifting Federation announced bench press rules changes that will touch a lot of aspects of bench press technique and biomechanics. Technical rule updates were released at the official website, and it is said that bench press will be judged under new conditions starting from January 2023. The main idea of this changing is increasing the range of motion in shoulder and elbow joints and reducing tricks that athletes can use to cut the length of the bar path. One of the reasons why IPF took this step is multiple claims at the last World Bench Press Championship in Kazakhstan. The federation members believe that the updated technical bench press competition rules will not significantly affect the biomechanics of 95% of athletes. In accordance with the new rules, the IPF is changing the judging criteria to the significantly limit the ability of athletes to bend the spine in the starting position, the more well-known professional term, stand on the bridge. The main feature of the bridge is a significant reduction in the trajectory of the bar. In theory and in practice, this allows to lift more weight. Let's check the full list of causes for disqualification of a bench press. First, failure to observe the chief referee's signals at the commencement during or after completion the lift. Second, any change in the elected lifting position during the lift, any rise in movement of head, shoulders, or buttocks from the bench, or lateral movement on hands on the bar. Third, having or sinking the bar into the chest or abdominal area after it is motionless in such a way as to take the lift easier. Fourth, any downward movement of the bar in the course of being pressed out. Fifth, bar is not lowered to the chest or abdominal area, not reaching the chest or abdominal area, or the bar is touching the belt. Sixth, failure to press the bar to straight arm's length, elbow locked at the competition, at the completion of the lift. Seventh, contact with the bar or the lifter by the loaders between the chief referee's signals in order to make the lift easier. Eighth, any contact of the lifter's feet with the bench or its support. Lifting of the feet is not allowed. Foot movement is permissible, but remain the flat on the platform. Ninth, deliberate contact between the bar and the bar rest support. 10. Failure to lower the underside both elbow joints to or below the top surface of each respective shoulder joint. And the last one, failure to comply with any of the items outlined under the rules of performance. So, what has essentially changed in the bench press? During the setup of the starting position, the athlete cannot put his feet on the bench anymore. During the movement, the athlete must lower the weight to the chest or abdomen, whereby the underside of both elbow joints is lowered to or below the top surface of each shoulder joint. That means that if even one of the elbows doesn't descend to the shoulder height or below, this will be considered for no lift in this attempt. The problem of the objectivity of refereeing in powerlifting has existed for years. Since the competition is extremely high and the level of result is on the verge and sometimes beyond human capabilities. In this regard, athletes and coaches are constantly looking for technical loopholes in order to have an advantage over rivals. The bridge trick originated from two points in the old competition rules. The athlete's glutes remain on the bench throughout the entire exercise. The maximum allowed grip on the bar naturally reduces the range of motion since the athlete doesn't need to bend his arms strongly in the elbow joints to lower the barbell to the chest. This gave rise to the bridge. Trunk arching has been the accepted norm in powerlifting for many years, and the ability to show incredible flexibility in the thoracic spine is an important selection criterion for gifted athletes in this sport. To conclude, this International Powerlifting Federation changes to bench press rules are primarily aimed at the eliminating these tricks among all competing athletes. To date, it's not clear whether these changes will have a significant impact on the protocol for taking the starting position and the technique of performing a competitive exercise in general. Guys, it was Turk T Weightlifting Podcast. My name is Sergey Putsov. Stay strong and warm body, cold mind.